St. John tonight, chapter number 7, and 37, 38, Psalm 63, 64, 65, 66, Book of Revelation, Genesis. Amen, let's stand. Yeah, somewhere, just put your finger on it and lay your Bible down after I start preaching. In the last day, that great day of the feast, John 7:37, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters." We're not in the cup age, we're in the river age. But this speaking of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. Sit down, if you will, and go to Psalms 63. Psalm 63. David, O God, thou art my God. Early, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh, now you boys are going to get messed up, for I've heard you say your flesh don't desire God, but the Bible says, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. America. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary or in the house of God. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. He wasn't a Baptist. I will lift up my hands in thy name. It's all right to lift them hands up. My soul shall be satisfied as with myrrh and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with a joyful lip. When I remember thee upon my bed, what about that? Laying down and meditate on thee in the night watch. Because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falls hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul, watch this, to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Don't worry about your enemy. God's got them cornered. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for the foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Chapter 65, verse 9. He said, thou visitest the earth and waters it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when they have so provided. Thou waterest the ridges, therefore abundantly. Thou settlest the firs thereof, and makest it soft for shower. Thou blessest the spring thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness. They drop among the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing, Lord, Without you, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus, might as well close up the book. Lord, over the years, I've tried to submit to you. Father, I've tried to submit to you, Jesus. And Holy Ghost, I've tried to let you lead me ever since I got filled with the Holy Ghost back yonder in 1969. Now, Lord, I've fumbled, I've failed, I've dropped the ball. But God, you've never let me down. I trust you tonight. And David said, you inclined unto him. You leaned over and heard what he had to say. Help me, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, tonight, I'd like to preach a little while on there is a river. There is a river. Now, in Ezekiel 47, verse 3, 4, and 5, there's water come out under the throne of God. That was water ankle deep. That's wading in the Holy Ghost. Look a little further, there's water knee deep. That's praying in the Holy Ghost. Look a little further, there's water to swim in. That's worshiping in the Holy Ghost. Then there's water loin deep. That's fruit bearing in the Holy Ghost. Now, running water in the Bible represents the Holy Ghost. Still water represents the Word of God. Fire is an emblem in Acts 2 when the fire fell. Amen. Mold the burning wood. God the consuming fire. Psalms 23, David said he anoints my head with oil at the time of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, the wind got some blowing. Amen. 8,000 got saved. That wind, the picture of the Holy Ghost. In Matthew 3:16, when Jesus was being baptized, the dove went on him. And God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I'm glad, hallelujah, to the resurrected Lord. That God, woo! He knows how to touch us. In Genesis, you had a river turned into four heads. You study that river, it goes into the ocean. The Dead Sea has no life, but where that river runs, there's productivity and there's life. When a river starts running down through the house of God, you'll see productivity, you'll see life. I hear men say, it ain't like it used to be. It may not be like it used to be where you're at, but where I go, he's the same God. He's got the same Bible. You've got the same God the Father. You've got the same God the Holy Ghost. You've got the same singers. You've got the same Bible. You've got the same hymn book. Would somebody stand up and praise him a while? God the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and tomorrow, and the next day, and last year. God and lift you, you lift God. Too much money and too much world. Too much money and too much world. I told the Lord 69. I said, I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything. I'll preach anywhere you open the door. Living, I know I'd go around the world several times and stay in Middleburg 35 years. Woo! We serve a God. Come on, hallelujah. He never has failed. He never will fail. He can't fail. We serve God Almighty. He's real. He's alive. There is a river. Now David said, know God. I don't preach long anymore. You'll be out before the Waffle House closes. And if you see somebody get out, up and leave, take a picture of them and put it in the paper so they can't take it no more. David said, "Oh, thou art my God." Gil and I was in Dothan, Alabama. And I was telling her how good God had been to me. And I talk loud. If you don't talk loud, that's all right. I talk loud. I pray loud. I preach loud. I holler loud. I kiss loud. I make them lips pop more when I kiss them. Now, come on, girls. Y'all quit giggling over now. You know you like that sugar. Amen. And I was talking about the goodness of God. And I told her, what is that? Well, I'll have to call him back later. Brother Greg, I'm sorry, I'm in church. I'll call you back after a while. And we was over in Alabama. Dothan. Well, it's a $500 call. I had to call him now. I believe it might have been a $1,000 call. And there's a woman sitting to my right and a man while I was talking. And she had them, and she had earrings. She had nose rings. Now, what we put them rings on was hogs from North Georgia where they wouldn't root. And I don't think you root with your ears. I thought she run into much fish hooks. That's what I thought. She come over real easy and me, sweet as she be, said, "Sir, I like what you was talking about. Me and my husband had a little money. Would you get upset if we wrote you a check?" I said, "Honey, there'd not never be a day when I'll get upset." We got that check. I said, "Honey, let's get the Middleburg cash to see if it's real." Woo! Now, what am I saying? I'm saying, he's my God. What did God tell you? He said, "I'll supply all your needs." Hallelujah. If you're a missionary giver, Philippians 4:19, God already told you he'd take care of you. Get a hold of heaven. I'll take care of you. We don't serve an end God. He's alive. So David said, "You're my God." Now, David was in a position where it's dry. Now, some of y'all get in that position, but you don't want to admit it. Mike Norman come in one night at Cinnamon Street, and I know that building had a lot of people, old building. He got up to preach and said, "I'm backslid. I can't preach." Three people got saved. He wouldn't preach. We just give an invitation. Now, David admitted that they had a need. He said, "I'm in a dry and a thirsty land. But I'm here to tell you, there's a river. There's one coming out of Eden. There was one coming out of Revelation. We're surrounded by water." And David said, "I'm in a dry and thirsty land." I've seen guys come to a river and said, "Whew, I bet it's cold." And then another thing, "I bet it's neat." Never have been in it. I call them bank waiters. They don't even get in the water. And others say, "Well, I'll tell you, I don't think it's neat. It's dangerously neat." You know, really, I don't believe all that emotion has to be. I think we ought to be a little more reserved. That we're not hard of hearing. I am. I can't hear nothing. And I'll tell you something else. He spit on me, and I just don't like that. And you'll go to a meeting. I remember one night at Old Duck Pond, I heard people come out and said, "What do you think about all that old emotionalism?" Five girls got saved from that girl's home up there around Baldwin. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head. That lady and that man run the girls' home. But they was premillennial, fundamental, independent, Bible-believing, Bible-toting, Bible-quote, Ned Peckerwood Baptist. The other end of a mule, if you will. I'm doing the preaching right now, amen? They wouldn't know the Holy Ghost. He'd come in riding a bicycle wearing a red hat. Somebody shout amen right there. But you know why you're here? You know the Holy Ghost. Right? And you want more of Him. Hallelujah. You want more God. Woo! That's why you're here. Now, his position in a dry and thirsty land, but he is seeking God. Now, the Bible says, hunger and thirst after righteousness, seek the Lord while it may be found. A short prayer. He wanted God. I was going right through J.C. Penney Farm one morning. I'd always gone over to Green Cove to get permits. And I got caught building a building, didn't have one. And I dreaded going to that blame place to get them permits. I'm not against fat women. But that woman right there, bless God, one of her eyeballs weighed 150 pounds. They said you had a baby and it's so ugly they slapped her instead of me. I'm going to say that's ugly. And her mama's so big when you got on the scale. Scale said one at a time, please. Amen. That's just the way it is. But I was about as discouraged, Brother Mike, as I could get. And you know, I just don't get discouraged much. Maybe 5 or 6 times a day, not much. And Dottie Rambo said she's not a Baptist, thank God. She'd be dead too. Dottie Rambo was singing a song. Tears will never stain the streets of that city. No wreath of death on my mansion door. I'm going to tell you something, children. The Holy Ghost got in that car. I wasn't worried about permits no more. I went back to some of these folks. I tell you, they give me every permit I needed. Hallelujah. And I built for the next 30 years. I'm going to tell you, we don't serve a dead God. We serve a risen Savior. But sometimes we got to come to the end of ourselves. We have to come to the end of the rope. It looks like it's almost over. But the God of all grace will come walking up on the water. Hallelujah. He'll tell the rough sea to lay down. He's creator. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. He's consummator. He's everything we need. His position is in a dry and a thirsty land. One time I went to Ella J., that's where I was born and raised. I had a little camp up there. We run all you get in the building every night. It wasn't a big building. We'd seen about 250. And I got sort of crossed up. And I said, now, am I supposed to be up here or down yonder in Florida? Now, you got a good wife, fellas. I'll just be on it. A good woman's a good thing. The wife said to me, she said, well, Leroy, you got a name like mine. It's easy to remember, Leroy. And I'm sorry, but my name is Leroy. Leroy. I just said, Fred. She said, why don't you start a work up here, but stay in Florida. Come back alone. I said, that's the answer right there. We stayed up there 10 more years. We had people saved every week in them camp meetings. Didn't never have to beg for no money. Men like Earl Hughes, men in Texas, was on that old mountain up there. And down in Middleburg, after 21 years, revival broke out for about 3.5 years. We baptized, y'all remember, up toward 1,000 people. And about 6 or 7 or 8 pastor and churches. We don't serve a dead God. Won't you ask God for something? God said, if you'd ask and receive, he said, if you'd seek and find, he'll knock, he'll be open unto you. My God, your God, the Lord. I mean, hallelujah. He can be touched with a feeling of my infirmity. When we hurt, God hurts. Ain't that right? I'm glad you come down. My mom and dad is from North Carolina. Yes, sir. Natahaley, North Carolina, where my folks are from. Now then, not only his position, but number two, he's a positive prayer warrior. I'm preaching on there is a river. Now, some of you kids have made professions, and you get so nervous when somebody starts praising God. Now, why you get so nervous, he's not living in your heart. Make sinners nervous. But the saints will sit there all night. They'll wear out. And they'll sit there and cry and shout and praise, holler, go home with Pentecostal amen in their throat. You can't hear a word they're saying. They'll go home nearly dead and talk about how good God is. You know why? We've been there before. We've done the same thing. We know, hallelujah, we got the river. What does the river do? It refreshes you. It revives you. It refurbishes you. It rekindles, hallelujah, that cold water, hallelujah, sets you free. I like it. Now, what are you wanting to see? What does it say? I want to see the power. Now, what it said? Then what does it say, number two? The glory. Huh? And he remembered he's seen it before. Now, my granddaughter, that little redhead in the choir, probably she drive from Middleburg. She's seen the glory before. Seen it before. This guy right here was raised in a dead Bible Baptist church. He got to come into camp meeting and got in the glory. And he got spoiled rotten. We had a foot washing over there one night, and he got in on it. Well, I don't believe in all that. Well, I didn't say he had to believe that, but I enjoyed it, amen. Had it on my heart now. He had raised the congregation. He know what a foot washing is. Huh? Now, there's no ordinance, but it might help some of those dead churches to bring somebody down and wash their feet. Get it lubricated. Amen. Let the river get up. Glory. Let the sun shine. Glory. Let the dove fly. Glory. Let the wind blow. Glory. I wish somebody stand up right now and tell them what. I wish you'd just stand up. Hallelujah. Woo! This is my buddy over here on the corner.
Yes, sir. Brother, I'm trying to
I come to shake hands. Hey, man, he's blind, stone blind, can't see a wink. He's like blind Bartimaeus. But he's smart enough, voted for Trump. Amen. Say, what? Why do you do all that stuff you do to get religion out of the building? Amen. Now, he wanted to see the glory, but he was false. He knew what he needed. If we can come back. Now, they had a meeting up in Carolinas and over in Tennessee. And it went all over the country. Middleburg, we stayed about 3 years, Vaughn said. Somebody was saved. Half the time, we didn't preach a lick. We just sung. Man come in one day from Moody. He said, y'all are revival. I said, oh, shut. He had never seen one, but he knew there was one going on. We need a revival of getting in the river for our families, for our home, for our marriages, for our children. For the inner man, we have got to have one more time. The Holy Ghost move of God, one more time. We got to get in the river and let God, hallelujah, amen, fill us with the Holy Ghost. I was reading the book the other day. And I believe it's Lyndon Ravenhill. He said, Charles Finney said, no noise, no tears, no revival. I go in now in a meeting, they don't even have a prayer meeting. For 20-something years in Middleburg, we met every Saturday night. We got from 4 men. To over 100 every Saturday night. We had people saved on and off on Saturday night. They'd bring their friends. But we're so busy. We can't have no Saturday night no more. Juniors got to go out and hit a little old Mitty Steubman ball. Play a little golf. And bounce a little ball around. We ain't got time. We got to make sure Junior gets what he wants. You better become a daddy and a mama and give Junior what he needs, not what he wants. Who is your favorite team? The gospel team. What's your favorite book? The King James Bible. What do you do for physical therapy? Go to church. I'm going to tell you, children, God can do it again. I mean, He can give us revival again. How many believe that? I double dog all you women right now to stand up and raise both hands toward heaven. I mean, every woman in the building, I dare you to. Stand up and raise all your hands. And holler, hallelujah! That was in the flesh. Say, that was in the flesh. Yeah, yours. I was preaching here about 3 or 4 years ago, and that lady stood up, wherever she's at. I said, she said, I've never been saved, been in church all these years. I was 21 years old, been in church since I was a baby. And at 21, I got out of the military as a drill sergeant. Come home. Went down to the river and was baptized in my best friend. And I looked down about 20 or 30 foot, and I was cutting up as usual. I can tell more jokes than that man back there can. And I try to keep mine as clean as possible. Sometimes I slip a little bit. You might well tell the truth, amen. And that guy was getting baptized, and I was going back and forth, and the Holy Ghost had me hemmed up. I'm talking about him. I'd been under conviction in the military over 2 years. I had a praying daddy and a praying mama and 3 praying sisters. It's hard to go to hell out of my home like that. We wasn't normal. We was abnormal Baptists. They would put a holiness sticker on us. Isn't that wonderful? Without holiness, no man will see God. And I said, Lord, I've gone as far as I can go. I didn't say far, I said far. I've gone as far as I can go. I went back to the church. There wasn't nobody there. We had one mourner's bench. We didn't call them alders, we called them mourner's bench. And I got on that mourner's bench. Wasn't nobody in the house. 45 minutes later, for the first time in my natural life, peace has surpassed all understanding. There's something welled up in me inside. I mean, my whole life changed. My thoughts changed. My walk changed. My way changed. My language changed. Hey man, the place I went changed, and I'm going to tell you what, ever since then, I've been changed. So when God does something, it's forever settled in heaven. Dear God, sir, I'm 78. I don't want to have a heart attack. That blonde wants me to have a little pucker tonight when I come home. Amen. Now, I want y'all to think about this. Number 3, David was persistent. Now, I watch people start, Brother Mike and Brother Mark and all you preachers, how many we've met, they start good. And the first time a little problem comes up, it's a Carver run the race then, didn't he? Roy Gentry and Dalton run the race then. I can just keep naming them. Edgar Thomas run the race then. Willard Thomas run the race then. Merman Chase run the race then. I can name them. Hey man, Jack Wood run the race then. Leroy Dalrymple got his mind made up, his feet's on a rock, and the devil's told me a lot of times, you ain't gonna make it, but I'll tell you what, by the grace of God, woo! On the finish line I started. When somebody shout amen, let's finish the race. He is persistent. Now, when Moses come off the mountain, I don't understand that word. It said his face shone. Now, I call it shine, but it must have been a whoop, 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 whoop. Must have been like a neon sign. See, you don't have to go around with an empty gas tank. You're not going to get back to Louisiana unless you get some of that $2. Hey, man, 75 cent gas. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to finish the race empty of the Holy Ghost. You need to find a place and be persistent and say, Lord, I'm not going to get up until you baptize me, fill me, unctionize me with the Holy Ghost. There is a river. Say, old man, you're going to wear out. No, I'm going to get a new body. Now, he said, I'm going to bless you. Why does he send all these words? He'd been made free. He'd got fixed up. He got fired up. He was fortified in the Holy Ghost. I've had so much of God on me. When I was a young man, I'd have to get beside the car and ask God to get off where I could drive home. I'm not joking. I'd go to New Hope Church. Now, they wasn't like we are. They wasn't premillennial and fundamentally independent Bible, funny believing people. They was general resurrection. But they believed in the Holy Ghost. And I'd go out there. I'd have so much juice on me. I'd go out and kneel down beside my car. I said, Lord, I can't drive. I'm too drunk. I thought it was going to always be like that. Now I beg him, Lord, make me drunk again. Now you know what it is to feel good in the Lord. I mean, you don't care. You're a witness to anybody. I had a meeting in Detroit not long ago, 17 saved. And there's all from another part of another world. Some from, there's PLOs and some Hindus, some Mexicans, there's from everywhere, but there's 17 got saved. Amen. I was at Harold Cooper, Brother Larry goes up there, Montgomery, some of y'all former pastor, preached one night, 17 got saved. One of them said, four got saved, so that's four for Calvinism. And the fifth one got saved, they said, that's five. And then he hit six, and they didn't know what to say. I said, God's doing it all. He's just a sovereign God. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. He died on the cross. They put him in the tomb. But on the third day, he arose victorious over death, over hell and the grave. And someday we're going to come out and raise God, hallelujah, God, with a brand new body, Lord and God, just like Jesus. Then he said, I'm closed. My soul shall be satisfied. As with marmor and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. I was in a big old church not long ago. I don't go in many. I think I was lost. I wasn't supposed to be there. Most of them I go in, two old maids and some kids. And they're all mad at each other. Most of them said, I'm not lying to you. Travel around. Ask that man right over there, he'll tell you how it is now. And the Holy Ghost said, Leroy. Now you got a name like Leroy, you know he's talking to you. He said, get up. I said, do what? Get up. I said, do what? Get up and raise both hands up there and walk around the building. I said, Lord, not here. I said, well, if I close my eyes, maybe nobody won't see me. You been there. I raised them hands up, and I went around that big old building, and when I hit right down here, the altars were full from here to over there. Obedience is better and sacrifice. You can give somebody a dollar, but God didn't tell you to give a dollar, he said give 20. You can buy somebody a sack of groceries, but the Lord told you about two sacks. I somewhere, Welch, the Welch missionary. I believe he's over somewhere in Romania. The other day, I was in Detroit. He said, Lord said, give him $100. I just slipped him about 25. You know, I needed that 75. Might go play the slot machine or something, you know. That, you know how it is. And I got up to preach. God said, now, give him $100. You see, spirit-filled life is being obedient. I went down there and told him, give me that 25 back, and I gave him $100. Now, this thing in the Christian is all about giving. You give God all you've got, Romans 12, 1 and 2. You give him all. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto God. When your reason was served, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed and renewed in your mind, you may prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You give. You give it all. And God will use you.
That's right. Amen.
All. I'm not talking about weekend warrior. I'm not talking about 4 days a week. I'm talking about giving your life. Right over yonder is the best youth director. He run 100 and something in his class when he was a youth pastor. Huh? Well, he helped build them buildings with me, but he paid the ultimate price. His wife decided she didn't want all that sold up stuff. So he'll get mad at you. That boy ain't never been mad at me. But God gave you more than stick with him. I'm going to tell my wife, hug Brother Pat's neck. I can't get over hugging him. You think I didn't pass some good? Right here's a good. Right here. When you come in, you'll see it. I know where they sat. That sucker last night gone on the wrong side of the building. I thought I could, or something else. Huh? Now, I know probably, it's probably I'm coming down the end of my journey. I know that. But there's some of y'all have been the heartbeat of my whole life. I haven't pastored y'all, but I've preached in your church, and your church, and their church, and all over. I walked in the night. I said, they drove all the way up here. They ought to see me, but I'm so glad to see them. Sunday, hallelujah, we're going to heaven and just not waving. I preached in Texas the other day on advice to a young preacher. Simple. Fall in love with the Lamb of God. Fall in love with Him. Amen. Come on up here on the piano, whoever's going to play. Get me a cord on before we never grow. You know, I take it a little low for you. I don't use a lot of music when I sing, but I'm not a singer. But I just raised on the front porch of my house where Mama and Daddy sung to me. I sang an old song Mama and Daddy sung to me.
I have heard of a land on a far away street. It's a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. Is a land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, where we'll never grow old. In a land where we'll never grow old, never grow old. In a land where we'll never go. Wouldn't take $1 million the way Daddy and Mama raised me.
I don't know your need tonight. I just preach from my heart and from the old book. But a husband and wife, I'll tell you what'll keep that marriage going. That's love. The love of God. Teenagers, love Mom and Daddy. But say, my daddy failed, love me anyhow. My mama failed, love her anyhow. Fall in love with the Lord Jesus. Never will forget when Gail and I got married 16 years ago. She called me. Leroy, you preach all over the country, and if you marry me, you'll have doors closed. I said, really? She said, probably you if I knew. I said, but I believe me and you are going to spend that rest of our days together. Come on up here, sweetheart. Home. She said, well, I don't want to hurt you. She's a member. Edgar Thomas is her daddy led singing 25 years. Then she's a member of Will and Thomas's, member of Sammy's for years. All she ever heard, no one has hurt you with. All she ever heard is legalism. You can tell I'm not a legalist, can't you? I believe in grace and mercy, forgiveness. And one day we got a phone call. The guy said, I heard something about this and that. Said, I don't believe I want you. I've been preaching for him about 7 years since me and her been married. I said, that's all right. I don't have to go into no detail. Children, God got your little wife somewhere. Got your little husband somewhere. I'll guarantee you, he'll supply all your needs. We're going to sing one of Leonard Fletcher's old songs.
You battle through the long dark night. Your faith has reached its end. You cried, oh Lord, I can't go on. When will this suffering end? A weary, broken vessel, you can't sing a victory song. Then you catch a glimpse of heaven's shore, and you know it won't be long. somewhere the birds are singing, somewhere the bells are ringing, somewhere the saints of God are free forevermore. Somewhere they said their last goodbye, somewhere no tears will leave their eyes. I'm longing for the plain, that land somewhere. Our days down here are filled with trouble, heartaches and pain on every hand. Only God can know the way I take till I reach that land. So when my heart is so discouraged and I'm tempted to despair, I just think about a better day in that land prepared. Somewhere, somewhere the birds are singing, somewhere the bells are ringing, somewhere the saints of God are free forevermore. Somewhere they said their last goodbye, somewhere no tears will dim their eyes. I'm longing for that place, that place. Somewhere the birds are singing, somewhere the bells are ringing, somewhere the saints of God are free forevermore. Somewhere they said their last goodbye, somewhere no tears will dim their eyes. I'm longing for that place, that land somewhere.
Thank you. Let's bow our heads and our hearts for a moment. Went longer than I've gone in a long time. Don't apologize. Normally don't preach near that long, but something different about tonight. There may be a young man, a young woman, a young married couple wanting to come tonight and give it all to God. I don't know your hearts. We're going to give an invitation for whatever you need in your heart to come forward. Get in the river. Get what you need for your life while we stand. Let's stand together. Come right on. Bring your wife. Wife, bring your husband. Come right on.